All right. The deed is done. In theory, you guys are hearing this podcast on Friday. Finally moved out. My God, it's like every time I think I'm done, I look up and there's something else. I'm just about out of there and I look up and there's a poster hanging on the wall that I completely forgot to take off. Oh, I'm just so exhausted. Gone over, moved in with Rachel and her husband. And they got a nice place. They're paying a lot for it. Oh, they're paying more than I'm going to be paying for my new place. Oh, they're paying a lot. But it's a nice place, but I don't think it's worth what they're paying. But here, it's ridiculous. Rent is ridiculous. Anyhow, got that. Cruising down the road right now, putting my trust in Google to guide me to where I want to go because I don't know the part of town I'm in very well. We'll see how that turns out. I'm heading over to reward myself with some Red Lobster because, of course, Red Lobster has those fucking biscuits that have the garlic and the butter in them, and I can eat those things until I puke. And I have a 15% off your entire check coupon for Red Lobster also. So that was my reward. That was part of what drove me through this last about 5 days. And all the moving and packing and shuffling around and figuring out all the things I fucked up. I'm like, yeah, once this is done, once I'm completely moved out and have moved on, I'm going to go to Red Lobster. I'm going to probably have, I don't know, but I'm probably going to have a nice big chunk of salmon. And I'm going to eat those little fucking butter garlic biscuits until I vomit. And you know what? I might even have dessert because I've hardly even had any chocolate in the last few days because I haven't been buying food because I've been trying to run all the food out of the fridge. 1,000 feet, turn right onto South College Avenue. All right, thank you, dear. Where am I? Oh, okay, I know where the fuck I am now. I'm at Boardwalk and Kennedy. I know exactly where I am now. All right, so, yeah, I got to figure out how to get to this new place when I'm driving home from the work or the bar or whatever. And fortunately, there's a restaurant within walking distance of this place, according to Rachel, that has the... So I probably may have mentioned to you guys, there's this Mexican restaurant that's like 3-4 blocks away from where I used to live and also about 4 blocks away from where I will live. And every Sunday, oh, I've given away my location. Because you can figure out what this restaurant is if you put a little effort into it. Every Sunday, it's Gentleman's Day, which means that men get 2-for-1 drinks. I go down there and I get my 2-for-1 margaritas or for my 2-for-1, whoa, shit. Stop. My 2-for-1 Dos Equis on tap. Because Dos Equis beer in like a bottle is okay, but Dos Equis on tap is the shit. I could drink that all day long. It is so delicious. Continue on South College Avenue for half a mile. So they have another restaurant owned by the same people, and it's within walking distance of Rachel's house. And they have the same special. So today is Sunday, which means it's Gentleman's Day, it's 2-for-1 drinks over there. So there's actually a pretty good chance that once I'm finished at Red Lobster, where I might have one drink, they have the... Turn left onto West Monroe Drive. Yes, I know that, sweetie. Thank you. While I will probably have a Bahama Mama, which is my favorite drink at Red Lobster and is obnoxiously expensive for some rum and some ice thrown into a blender, I think there's a pretty good chance I'm going to go over there and, I don't know, either have a couple of margaritas or have a couple of Dos Equis. And, yeah, just recover. Man, I took a shower. I've been wearing the same clothes for the last 4 days. I've been showering every day, but I've just been putting on the same clothes. Because all...
Left onto West Monroe Drive, then turn right onto Frontage Road.
because all I'm doing, right, is hauling shit out to the truck and putting on the brakes, and shit's falling on the floor here. So all I've been doing is carrying shit to the truck, carrying shit to storage, carrying shit to the truck, carrying shit to storage, carrying shit to the truck, carrying shit to storage. So I'm like, fuck, I'm not putting on clean clothes for that, because then I'm just making more laundry, and I got to do fucking laundry at some point. So I've been wearing the same clothes for 4 days. I took a shower. I also didn't shave for 3 days, which normally I've gotten to where I shave almost every day, because I used to go 2 or 3 days on a regular basis without shaving. And then Adam Piggott in the 28 Traits of the Modern Man pointed out that the modern man shaves every day. And at some point, maybe it was there, maybe it was somewhere else, he pointed out that not shaving makes you look scruffy. And he talked about how he looked at pictures of himself back in the day when he didn't shave every day. Yes, I'm at a stoplight, you stupid bitch. Will you shut up? I can't fucking go anywhere. God, like a fucking woman. Why are you stopped? Why aren't you going? Well, because it's a fucking red light. Will you shut the hell up? Well, but why did we go this way?
Turn left onto Frontage Road.
Shut up! I'm doing this! Turn what?
In 800 feet, turn right onto West Horsetooth Road.
You can't, sweetheart, you can't go that way. Are you retarded? Google just tried to take me. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm following Google. Bad idea.
Take the next right onto West Horsetooth Road, then turn right onto McClellan Drive.
Yes, I know that now. I'm not listening to you anymore. Google just tried to take me through the parking lot of a fucking car dealership, which is not a goddamn road.
Take the next right onto McClellan Drive.
Hey, there's Aaron's Rent to Own. Aaron Cleary owns this. See, that's where he really gets all his money from. If you guys, I don't know, do you have that where you're at? Aaron's Rent to Own? Anyway, what was I talking about before I got all fucking distracted? Oh, when I'm done here eating my fish, yeah, I might go just drown my sorrows in 2-for-1 drinks. Because, man, it just, I feel human again. Almost human. I feel almost human for the first time in about 3 days. And then 2 days ago, I went... Shush. 2 days ago, I went to Panhandler's Pizza, my favorite pizza in Fort Collins, and got a large pizza, and that's what I have eaten for the last 2 days. And it was delicious. Large, thin crust pizza with bacon, Canadian bacon, Italian sausage, and green peppers, and the Chicago-style sauce. Oh my, I'm not a huge pizza guy, but man, that Panhandler's, that shit hits the spot every now and then.
Then turn right.
All right, despite the attempts of Google to fuck me over, I am just about to arrive at the Red Lobster with the butter-laden garlic biscuits. I wonder if they have honey. I've never asked for honey here before. I'm going to ask them if they have any honey. Honey on those biscuits. Oh, dude, I can't believe I've never thought of that before. That'd be the shit. Anyhow, when I get back to podcasting proper, I got some good stories to tell you guys. Some interesting happenings, kind of like that chick over there bending over. And I asked Rachel, I said, you got any hot neighbors? And she said, yeah, there's a couple of cuties around here. So I'm like, great, great, perfect. So I'm already on the lookout for the hot chicks. And this is not a hot chick, this old woman trying to back her car out. Sweetheart, you have miles and miles of space behind you. Miles. Will you please back up a little faster? There we go. Thank you, darling. All right, hang on. I can't steer with one hand. All right, that was a fuck up almost. See, I'm here bitching about other people's driving, and what about mine? Oh, God. It's like, hey, great one. A little less complaining about other people and a little more minding your own business. Great. There's somebody from Wyoming. Now we're really fucked. All right, I was hoping to get here before it was busy. I see it starting to get busy. All right, that's it for now. Talk to you guys later.